From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray. Welcome to Consider This in Boston. It's no secret that buying a house in the greater Boston area right now is difficult and expensive. The real estate market is hot because there's a shortage of homes available to buy. That means buyers are often desperate to find and close on a home. This has led some to skip full home inspections, opting instead for mini walkthroughs with an inspector to speed up the process. But as WBUR reporter Laura Craigle found, this new trend can leave some home buyers out in the cold. She's here now to tell us more. Laura, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm not a home buyer or owner, so I'm completely unfamiliar with the whole process. Can you tell us what the steps are for someone who's looking to buy a house?
Definitely. It's a really tough market out there for sure right now. People often have to shop around for a while, and then they're often getting outbid on the houses they do find. How it's generally supposed to work is once your offer is accepted by the seller, you get a full inspection. An inspection can take several hours, and then you get a written report with all of the inspector's findings on the house. And ideally, you can use that information to negotiate with the seller on the final price or just to get the things fixed. But that's really not happening so much in this very frenzied market.
I would think that a home buyer would want a full inspection, right, to ensure that they're not missing any problems with the property that could potentially come back to bite them later.
Exactly right. It's a chance to learn a lot about the house, you know, how it works, but also whether there are termites or mold or flooding damage, these things that can be really, really expensive to fix. And that's after you've probably already stretched your budget just to buy the house.
Just thinking about that gives me a headache. Like the thought of buying a home only to find that there's something seriously wrong with it after the fact. So why in the world would anybody skip that full inspection for a less thorough one?
Buyers really, really want to find a home. And if everybody else out there who's making an offer on this house is waiving their inspection, well, you're just not going to win the bidding contest. And real estate agents also play a part. They, you know, some of them say they advise their clients to get a full traditional inspection, but they do also have to tell their buyers about bidding strategies. And that includes that they may be more likely to get the house if they forego the inspection.
Wow.
So some buyers are instead turning to a walkthrough or a consultation before they make an offer as a sort of alternative. And these can be as short as 20 minutes instead of the usual few hours. They're a lot cheaper, but the inspector only checks a few key areas of the house, and they don't come with a written report. It's all just verbal. But some buyers feel it's better than nothing.
And so, as you just said, some inspectors have been offering these mini walkthrough services, but you spoke to others who say they're opposed to the practice?
Definitely. A number of inspectors really do not like these rush services. Some of them believe that under state law, an inspection must come with a written report and review all the major systems of a home. And so they worry that some consumers, especially a first-time home buyer, really has no idea what they're getting into without a traditional full inspection. I spoke to one inspector, Jay Rizzo, in Braintree.
Someone's going to get financially hurt, emotionally hurt, and hopefully not physically hurt by doing one of these walkthroughs.
So say I'm a home buyer and I decide to go with a mini walkthrough. What recourse would I have if I buy a home that, say, has lots of wood rot or needs a new roof?
As far as we know right now, none. You would have no recourse. But inspectors themselves are worried, too. It may be that their insurance companies won't cover them if a consumer sues them after a walk and talk. And so the liability of it all isn't totally clear. But a lot of inspectors say they expect there to be this wave of complaints and lawsuits that may tell us more.
Is this even legal? And is anyone doing anything to try to fix or address this situation?
There are really, really strong views on all sides of this issue. Inspectors who are against mini walkthroughs are urging the State Board of Registration of Home Inspectors, which oversees the industry, to take action on it. In fact, on Wednesday, the board held its monthly meeting virtually. Jay Rizzo and other inspectors attended and really made a case that there's a ton of confusion about this. They said the board needs to clarify the law and really determine whether these walkthroughs are even legal. Stephen Verbeek of Talon Home Inspection in Revere came down really hard on walkthroughs and just said that they're flat out illegal.
When the call comes in, it's basically, hey, Steve, the seller's allowing us 45-minute walkthrough. You know, can you help me out?
Verbeek said he consulted with his lawyer about it.
Well, he spent 4 or 5 days on it and came back and said, Steve, are you joking me with this? This is not only a no, this is a hard no.
But some of the other inspectors at the same meeting admitted they are doing short consultations, despite the fact that usually no official inspection report comes from one of them.
Wait, if I remember from your reporting, you also basically say that everyone agrees on the need to produce an inspection report. So why are some inspectors actually admitting that they do these walkthroughs that don't result in that?
It's a great question. Some of these inspectors say they don't see a contradiction there because walkthroughs are not actually inspections at all. They see them as another type of service entirely. And therefore, they argue walkthroughs fall outside of the law. One board member, Liz Martin, who's also an inspector, she suggested that if you don't call it an inspection, you're not breaking the law. And that argument did not go over with everyone at the meeting. But Martin said she's concerned that if inspectors won't do them, people with less experience will.
Real estate agents, anxious to move sales forward, are going to encourage or advise even their clients to waive home inspections to make their offers look appealing, is the line. So if home inspectors don't do consultations, who will? Plumbers? Electricians? Handymen?
So where does this debate go from here?
Yeah, so during that meeting, the board directed its legal counsel to draft a policy statement to clarify the issue for both inspectors and just for the public. And the board's next meeting is set for June 15th.
Well, I'm sure the investigative team will be keeping tabs on the result of that. Laura, thank you so much for coming on to explain all of this.
Thank you for having me on.
That's WBUR reporter Laura Craigle. Before we go, here's what else is going on. A new project in Chelsea asks if cooling just one city block could provide a model for other cities experiencing prolonged heat waves related to climate change. Chelsea used temperature data to find one of its hottest blocks. Now the designated cool block will be lined with trees. The city aims to install a white roof on the largest building and turn a vacant lot into a park. Maria Bellin-Power from the environmental group Green Roots is one of the project's leaders.
It's daunting to think about the climate crisis, but this does feel like we can address and we can sort of have an impact at the hyper-local level.
Researchers plan to track temperatures on the block for several years. Any cooling could lower the risk of asthma, heart disease, and stroke for residents. And finally, gas prices. If you're like me and you drive, it's probably the last thing that you want to think about. But car owners aren't the only ones impacted by rising prices. The climbing cost of diesel fuel is also affecting public works projects in Massachusetts. Charles Dizell is the highway superintendent in the Western Mass town of Huntington, and he says the high cost of diesel means road paving projects could cost more, and some of those might have to be delayed. Regular gas is also at a record high. AAA says that now averages $4.46 a gallon. But one thing high gas prices don't seem to be affecting? The types of cars people are buying. And that's according to the Massachusetts State Automobile Dealers Association. Executive Vice President Bob Okineski says dealers are selling roughly two larger vehicles like SUVs and trucks for every one sedan. Okineski says people may still be choosing the less fuel-efficient cars because they're more likely to be available on lots and because a lot more people are working from home.
There's probably, 200 million-plus consumers? And, you know, they all have a different story to tell. They all have different needs and wants.
He says he's also seen a small uptick in demand for electric vehicles, but those are getting harder to come by because of supply chain challenges. And that's it for today. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray. See you tomorrow. Do you feel happier when you're connected to your community? If so, you should check out Radio Boston, WBUR's local daily news magazine, where the town hall meets the kitchen table. Radio Boston is a great way to stay connected to what's happening in our city and region 5 days a week. Just search for Radio Boston in your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe.